This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon. Today I am going to recommend maybe that you grow up. I want to talk about growing up and talk about how that differs from growing old, and that we consequently growing up doesn't mean that we have to get old, right? There's a quote actually around that we don't stop playing because we get old. We get old because we stop playing. And that's kind of where I'm going at with this, not just from a physical standpoint, you know, once again, cliche, but if you don't use it, you lose it. A lot of the time from this place of fear of like exercising or moving or participating in life or whatever it may be, actually kind of encourages us not to do that. But in understanding all this sort of stuff, we got to look at the difference of growing up and then growing old. And one of the conversations that I have continually for a lot of people is this idea that they have to kind of be someone that they saw growing up, whether it was their caretakers, their parents, or somebody else that they looked up to, or what success looked like from this financial standpoint, from a career standpoint. And so what happens is that they look at them and go, they're successful, even though they're fucking miserable. And then, okay, well, I want to be successful now that I'm older. So what do I need to do? And now I should probably go do the boring thing and then be grumpy and so on and so forth. It's like we choose to grow up, so to speak, but we really choose to get old. And there's a presupposition within NLP training, and that presupposition is if you get serious, you get stupid. And one of the most powerful things for us to keep as we get older, as we age, is this sense of playfulness, to maintain this ability to play with our life, play with, you know, this is where you see grandparents wanting grandchildren so that I can be youthful all over again. It's like we are continually learning and developing in that space. There's this spice of life that this playfulness and this youthfulness actually brings. And so really having this understanding of maturity and growing up, and that's okay, being 100% okay with that, and being 100% okay with this idea of maturity from a standpoint of I trust myself to be in this current moment right now and deal with reality as it is and as I am, not be in this moment right now based on the ways that I was taught when I was 12. Because if I'm 30 and I'm using frames from when I was 12 to make a decision now that I'm 30, I'm not growing up at all. I'm actually immature. I'm the opposite of maturity in that moment, because I'm using an immature or a less mature version of myself to help me make decisions. It doesn't mean we should just negate the past. It means we should have flexibility of the past. And that's a really big difference. And so that allows us to grow up and be in this moment, not taking baggage from the past with us to make the decisions. Now we take the references, we take the experiences, we are able to use them, but they're not having us and making the decisions for us, because then we get the same results. And that's where you start hearing people be like, fuck, I always do this, or why do I attract the same guy? Or, you know, it's I'm always the nice guy. Nice guys finish last. Just to clarify, guys that are on here, nice guys don't finish last. Fucking boring guys do. Get a fucking edge, right? Get an edge, ride a motorbike, you know, grow a beard, do something, drink whiskey. Yeah, you should drink whiskey regardless. But anyway, my point there being is that it's all these frames that are actually stopping us from rocking up in the moment. I had this conversation with a client today that was around, well, if I act a particular way to get someone to like me, it's like, well, they don't like me. It's like, no, they don't. They like the person you're pretending to be. And if people don't like that, then it doesn't matter. I'm not invested in it because it's not really me. But the vulnerability of showing up in that moment as I am and then them not liking that is painful. It's like maturity is knowing that we're just not in control of other people's experiences, and we're not responsible for that. We have an influence, but we're not in control of that. And this is for us as individuals to be able to see these situations and start to recognize when we start saying things like, you made me do it, you make me feel this way, I only did that because you wanted me to do it. All of this is actually giving away our power. It's blaming and giving away the power and not taking responsibility to respond to the situation in the moment and take control of our life. And there's a big fucking massive difference in that. And when we can really grasp that, when we can really take that forward in our life, then that changes everything. And so what I encourage you to do is to pay attention to the thoughts and the ideas that you have as you're leaning into the things that are challenging, that are difficult, when you enter the forest at the part that's most darkest to you, and pay attention to that, because a lot of those fears coming up are just stopping you from reaching your potential. That's their main job. They want you to play safe. They don't want you to lean in your potential because that means change. But what they don't realize is that change is going to occur regardless. We have no control over whether something's going to change, and whatever we resist persists. Like, if we're resisting change, it's inevitable, but it will come at, like, in a complete massive force that we didn't expect. So what we have to start paying attention to is that as we really grow and develop and lean into our maturity and lean into our potential, into our edge, it's called, then those things that are coming up that are trying to protect us are over time. When we're younger, they probably did, but over time, the things that are trying to protect us as adults are actually doing the opposite. And this is, once again, the same conversation around long-term, short-term pain and long-term pleasure, or short-term pleasure and long-term pain. And I had this conversation again, and this person's like, well, it wasn't pleasure. It's like, no, but the short-term pleasure was avoiding. It's not like the pleasure's like ice cream, short-term pleasure or something else, avoidance, and then the difficult conversation. It's like, in that moment, escaping the long-term pain is actually what the goal is, and in doing so, we get the short-term alleviation, right? That's what the pleasure is. Now, the difficult thing around this, and once again, based off a conversation that I had recently, is the fact that everything in life is hard. Everything in life is hard, but we get to choose our hard, and that's where the power lays. Going to school is hard. Doing the work is hard. Learning how to meal prep and what food you need is hard. All this stuff is hard. But we have the ability to make a decision around what hard we choose to have in our life and what the payoff is going to be long term. And we can sacrifice a little bit of now for a better future. And as a society, we're probably, you know, worth looking into that, considering global warming, etc. Climate change is probably a better term for it. But either way, I'm not getting into that sort of stuff. But you see that, right? You see that for this idea of allowing ourselves to make the decision, to make the choice, because we get to choose our actions. We do not get to choose the consequences to those actions. And adulting and becoming response-able allows us to see that for what it is. And then we stop taking the blame and feeling bad for other people not taking responsibility for their shit, because now we're being over-responsible. Now we're being over-responsible to the stuff they're not being responsible for. And so when we start seeing that, we actually start standing up for ourselves. And that's doing two things. One thing is standing up for ourselves and learning what's in our power and what's not. And it's teaching that person to actually stand up for themselves. And this is where it really starts liberating people. This is where it really starts leadership skills, is being able to take responsibility for exactly what it is. And just looking at it and going, well, you know, things aren't going my way. And so what? Like, move forward. Because if things are going your way, you're not complaining. It just exactly is what it is in this moment, whether you're driving the car, whether you're on the bus, whether you're in a challenging workout, whether you're at work and you've got a difficulty at work. It's moving through that and keeping hope, but being brutally honest with all of the facts, both with yourself and the situation, that allows us to move into that maturity, to be able to grow up without growing old, because we keep this zest for our honest life in that conversation. And I think that's fucking crucial. And allowing ourselves to look at how much we choose to participate in life. And if all we do is sacrifice, because it's not actually sacrificing, by the way, it's trade-offs. Everything's a trade-off. Everything. If you're not eating something now to eat something later on, it's a trade-off. If you're choosing to save money now for something later on, it's just trading off. But we got to be able to have a look at this sort of thing and realize that, are we trying to be, are all these frames and all these rules that we put on ourselves trying to force us to grow old and grow up at the same time, and into someone that we don't want to be, who we observe when we're younger that we didn't want to be? And that's a question that only you can answer. But until you answer that, I'm off. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, jump on Mood Prep Online on Facebook. If you're interested in doing some sort of developmental work, performance coaching, all that sort of stuff, then check out davenixon.com.au. Otherwise, team, that's it. I'm out. Thank you very much. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Keep today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.